You know that feeling? You've gotten your 8 hours, maybe you're sipping on water, but that deep down drag just won't budge.
Yeah, like your internal engine is just kind of sputtering.
Exactly. That's the puzzle we're trying to tackle in this deep dive. What's really going on, like at the most fundamental level, to create that vitality, or, well, the lack of it.
We're about to take a pretty fascinating journey, I think, into the science of how your body actually generates energy right inside its very cells. And it really all begins with a truly pivotal discovery, something that shifted our whole understanding of life itself.
Right. We'll be exploring the groundbreaking work of Albert Szent-Györgyi. You might not hear his name, every day.
No, probably not.
But trust me, his insights are kind of the bedrock of what we're talking about. And we'll also look at how some modern products, things like Mega Hydrate and Crystal Energy, how they seem to be built on these scientific foundations. Now, this isn't an endorsement, obviously.
No, just looking at the principles.
Yeah, more like a real-world illustration of these concepts in action.
And the crucial thing, I think, to grasp right away is that this conversation, it goes way beyond just, drink more water.
Definitely.
Our mission here is to really understand the fundamental roles that electrons and hydrogen play in your energy levels and how certain approaches aim to optimize these incredibly basic yet totally essential processes.
Okay, let's unpack this. Szent-Györgyi. He's the name that keeps coming up, right? The starting point for understanding all this. What was his big aha moment? His key contribution we need to sort of wrap our heads around.
Well, Szent-Györgyi's work, it was revolutionary, really. He essentially revealed that hydrogen atoms, and when we talk hydrogen atoms, just think protons and electrons, those tiny parts.
Got it.
They're absolutely central to how your cells produce energy. His big discovery was showing that the movement of electrons during these things called oxidation reduction reactions,
Okay.
that movement is the critical step in creating ATP.
ATP, right? That's the energy currency our cells use, like the little fuel packets that power everything we do.
Exactly that, yeah.
So it's not just about the molecules themselves, it's about these tiny electron handoffs, this movement.
Precisely. Think of oxidation reduction reactions, like a tiny dance where electrons are passed between molecules, a bit like handing off a baton in a relay race, maybe.
Okay, I like that analogy.
Szent-Györgyi's work was just a massive leap because it bridged the gap between chemistry and biology. He showed us how living cells actually harness this movement, this flow of tiny electrons to do essential things,
Like what?
like growing, repairing tissues, just keeping you feeling awake and alive. It was honestly a fundamental shift in how we viewed energy in living systems.
Okay, so he laid this groundwork, hydrogen, electron transfer. That's the core of cellular energy. Now, how did science kind of build on that? Because it didn't stop there, right?
No, absolutely not.
Here's where it gets really interesting. This is what really blew my mind when I was reading up on it.
For sure. Building directly on Szent-Györgyi's initial insights, later research really filled in the details, the actual machinery involved.
Right.
And this led to the discovery of the electron transport chain, which happens inside the mitochondria.
Ah, the powerhouses of the cell. We all learned that in school.
Exactly. Those amazing little powerhouses inside pretty much all of our cells.
The electron transport chain sounds like a microscopic assembly line or something
Yeah.
for energy.
That's actually a great way to think about it. It's a series of protein complexes where these electron transfers, the ones involving hydrogen atoms, happen in a very, very organized way.
Okay.
And as the electrons move along this chain, they essentially drive the process of making ATP. So all that initial emphasis Szent-Györgyi placed on electron transfer and the role of hydrogen,
Yeah.
it was completely validated and really expanded upon by this discovery. The electron transport chain showed us the intricate how behind his initial what, if that makes sense.
It does. So we've got this fundamental understanding now. Hydrogen, electron movement, powering our cells, thanks to Szent-Györgyi, the electron transport chain. Now, how do these products like Mega Hydrate and Crystal Energy try to sort of tap into this basic science?
Right. So with this understanding of how our cells fundamentally make energy, it becomes really interesting to see how certain approaches try to influence these very processes.
Which brings us to Mega Hydrate and Crystal Energy.
Exactly. What's fascinating here is how Patrick Flanagan's work with these products explores this idea, the idea that by influencing the structure and maybe the energy of water, we might actually be able to optimize these electron movements and improve hydration right down at the cellular level.
Okay, so how do they propose to actually do that? What's the mechanism they're suggesting?
Well, Megahydrate, for example, uses silica-based nanocrystals, tiny, tiny crystals.
Okay, silica.
And when these are introduced to water, they are said to release molecular hydrogen, that's H2.
H2, right.
And this is a key part of their proposed action. The idea is this increased molecular hydrogen offers, well, maybe a couple of potential benefits. First, molecular hydrogen is a known antioxidant.
Right. Antioxidants, we hear about those all the time. The little Pac-Men gobbling up damaging free radicals in the body.
Exactly that kind of idea. And secondly, it's proposed that this process also supports better cellular hydration and enhances the circulation of electrons, you know, throughout the body, with a particular focus, they mention, on red blood cells. So you can really see the direct line back to St. Gyorgy's core idea, can't you?
Yeah, hydrogen and electron transfer being central to cellular energy and, well, our overall vitality.
It's like they're trying to provide more of the fundamental ingredients, perhaps, for that cellular energy production.
That makes sense. Now, the information we looked at also talks about something called zeta potential. That sounds a bit sci-fi, I gotta say.
That does sound a bit technical, yeah.
What exactly is it? And why is it important, apparently, for our red blood cells?
Okay, so zeta potential is essentially the electrostatic charge that surrounds each of your red blood cells. Think of it like a tiny electrical field around every single one.
Okay, charge field.
And this charge is really important because it helps keep the red blood cells separate from each other.
So a good strong charge means they don't, like, stick together. They repel each other.
Precisely. And this repulsion is vital for healthy circulation. When red blood cells have a higher zeta potential, a stronger negative charge usually.
Right.
They're less likely to clump up. They flow freely through your blood vessels, even the tiny capillaries.
Which means better delivery of oxygen and nutrients everywhere.
Exactly. It ensures all your tissues and organs get what they need efficiently. It's all about smooth delivery.
Think of like cars on a highway. You want them flowing smoothly, right? Not stuck in traffic jams.
That's a perfect analogy. Yeah. A traffic jam in your capillaries is not good.
Definitely not. So what's the proposed connection between, say, Megahydrate or Crystal Energy and this zeta potential? How do they claim to influence it?
Well, the idea put forward is that these products help to improve zeta potential by enhancing that negative charge on the red blood cells.
Making them more negatively charged.
Right. By doing that, they become more effective at repelling each other, so less clumping.
Less traffic jams.
Exactly. And this improved blood flow is then linked to a whole range of potential benefits. Better overall circulation, maybe a reduction in inflammation, and ultimately more optimized cellular function. Because those red blood cells are actually delivering their cargo effectively.
Interesting. Okay, we also have information about silica. You mentioned it earlier with the nanocrystals. But silica itself being a component and its role in hydration. We hear so much about hydration, but how does silica specifically fit into this picture?
If we connect this to the bigger picture of cellular health, silica, as we mentioned, is a key ingredient, and it's thought to play a pretty significant role in optimizing how our cells actually take in water.
How so?
The belief is that it helps to improve the molecular structure of water itself, making it more organized.
Structured water. Yeah, we hear that term floating around sometimes. In simple terms, what does that actually mean in this context? Like, water is water, right?
Well, yes and no. Imagine regular water molecules as being a bit, let's say, chaotic or randomly arranged. Structured water, in this context, refers to a more organized arrangement, almost like they're forming a more cohesive network or lattice.
Yeah.
And proponents believe this more organized structure allows the water to interact with your cells more effectively, to be absorbed more easily. It's about enhancing how readily your cells can actually take up the water they need.
So it makes the water more bioavailable to the cell.
That's the idea. And furthermore, this structured water is also thought to help regulate the movement of water and nutrients through these specialized channels in the cell membrane. They're called aquaporin channels.
Aquaporins, okay. Like little water gates.
Pretty much. Tiny, highly selective gates. And structured water might help make the passage through these gates for water and maybe some nutrients more efficient.
So better water absorption and potentially better nutrient uptake.
Yeah.
That definitely sounds like it would contribute to better cellular function overall.
Absolutely. I mean, if you enhance blood flow through that zeta potential effect we discussed.
Right.
And you improve nutrient delivery through this optimized hydration and aquaporin function.
Yeah.
Then the cells are just better equipped to carry out their vital tasks, which should lead to more efficient energy production and, you know, better health overall. It's all interconnected at this really fundamental level.
Okay, so we've touched on the structured water, the role of silica.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's try and bring it all together. How does the molecular hydrogen aspect, the H2 you mentioned earlier,
yeah,
how does that tie into this enhanced movement of electrons and the functioning of those aquaporin channels,
like yeah,
within our cells, practically speaking?
Well, this raises an important question for you listening right now. How might optimizing these very fundamental processes impact your daily life? That feeling of sluggishness we started with. So when molecular hydrogen, the H2, is introduced in this structured water environment, the thinking is it further enhances the movement of electrons across cell membrane.
Okay. Boosts the electron flow.
Boosts the electron flow, potentially. And this improved flow is crucial because it directly supports the mitochondria, remember the powerhouses.
Yeah.
It helps them in their main job, producing ATP, that cellular fuel we keep coming back to.
So more electrons flowing smoothly inside the cell means more of that essential cellular energy gets generated. Is that the gist?
That's the core idea, yes. And this optimized flow of hydrogen and electrons also seems to have a positive influence on those aquaporin channels.
How?
They seem to become more efficient, better at regulating what comes in water, essential nutrients, and what goes out, like waste products.
So better traffic control at the cell gate.
Kind of, yeah. And the combined benefits of this enhanced flow that could be quite significant. Better hydration right at the cellular level, faster, more efficient absorption of nutrients you're taking in.
Oh.
And improved metabolic efficiency overall. All of this contributes to cells that are not just better hydrated and nourished, but also potentially more energetic in their function.
Okay, so to try and bring it all together in a nutshell then, a quick summary. We started by looking at Albert Szent-Györgyi's groundbreaking discovery, really, about the central role of hydrogen and electron transfer in how our cells make energy.
Foundational stuff, yeah.
Then we explored how products like Megahydrate and Crystal Energy aim to take those fundamental principles and sort of apply them.
Yeah.
In a practical way.
Precisely. And they propose to achieve this through, well, several key mechanisms we discussed. Mm-hmm. Structuring water, potentially improving its absorption.
Right.
Introducing molecular hydrogen to enhance electron movement and act as an antioxidant.
Uh-huh.
And improving zeta potential to optimize blood flow and nutrient delivery.
And the potential upside of all this, according to the information we've explored, what are the claimed benefits?
The potential benefits, as suggested by the information we've looked at, include things like enhanced circulation, more efficient nutrient absorption by your cells, and improved overall cellular hydration.
So what does this all mean for you, the person listening to this?
Well, it suggests that maybe that feeling of being constantly tired, that drag,
mm-hmm,
it isn't always just about the quantity of sleep you get.
Or just how much plain water you drink.
Exactly. Yeah. It could also be linked to these incredibly fundamental processes happening on a microscopic level, right inside your very cells.
The flow of electrons, the movement of hydrogen.
These tiny, tiny actions.
Exactly. It really prompts us to think, doesn't it, about the profound impact that these foundational cellular energy processes can have on our overall sense of well-being and, you know, vitality.
It really does make you wonder about the larger implications. I mean, if we can truly understand and maybe even influence these fundamental biological processes, what could that mean for your long-term health, how you feel every single day?
It's a big question. It's definitely something to ponder, how these tiny electron transfers and hydrogen movements might just hold a key, perhaps, to unlocking a whole new level of sustained energy and, well, overall vitality. Food for thought, anyway.